This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The Parliament has passed the Registration of Births and Deaths Amendment Bill 2026 with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. Lok Sabha has already passed the bill. Minister of State for Home, Nityanand Rai, moved the bill in the upper house, which aims to amend the Registration of Births and Deaths Act 1969. Following the passage of the bill, the Rajya Sabha was adjourned for the day. Earlier, when the upper house reassembled after the first adjournment at 12 noon, Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan took up the question hour amid uproar by the opposition members. Several members asked questions which were replied to by the ministers. However, due to protest and sloganeering by the opposition members, the chairman adjourned the house till 2 p.m. Earlier, when the upper house assembled at 11 a.m., leader of the opposition, Mallikarjun Kharge, raised the matter of alleged theft of donations from the Ayodhya Ram temple. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the Congress and Samajwadi Party, which opposed the Ram temple in Ayodhya, are now attempting to mislead the public regarding the alleged theft of donations. Mr. Rijiju said the house belongs to everyone and the main opposition party, Congress, is misusing the time allotted to them.
They create a ruckus outside the parliament as well over the issue rather than letting it function. Whatever time has been given to the leader of the opposition, Mr. Kharge, he wants to misuse it every single time. We cannot accept this, and the other members who have submitted notices should also get an opportunity. Every time in the name of the leader of the opposition, they keep raising the same single issue all day long.
The Lok Sabha has passed the Appropriation No. 3 Bill 2026 today. Following the passage of the bill, the lower house was also adjourned for the day. Earlier, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today introduced the Taxation and Other Laws Amendment Bill 2026. The lower house witnessed repeated disruptions by opposition members over several issues, including the alleged police action during students' protest over the NEET paper leak issue. India has brought back 274 fugitive criminals from 36 countries between 2021 and 2026. The Ministry of Home Affairs said to strengthen action against fugitives, the government enacted the Fugitive Economic Offenders Act in 2018. It added that India has developed an integrated intelligence-led and technology-driven model to combat fugitive criminals. The ministry said that before 2014, India had extradition treaties with only 37 countries, and there was also no dedicated law to deal with economic fugitives or to confiscate their assets. It informed that between 2004 and 2013, India secured the extradition of only 4 fugitives per year, on average, while 110 extradition requests remained pending. The flood situation in Odisha continues to improve as water levels in the Mahanadi and other major rivers recede steadily. However, thousands of people in the worst affected villages continue to face waterlogging and disruptions of essential services. In Kerala, red alert for extremely heavy rainfall has been declared in 8 districts today. The IMD has issued a red colour warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall over Assam, Meghalaya, sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim for today. Heavy rainfall is expected to prevail over Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Punjab, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Odisha, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand till tomorrow. The unrest in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir POJK continued to mount after Pakistani forces opened fire on unarmed civilians in Bagh district today. The Joint Awami Action Committee said Pakistani forces also used tear gas against unarmed civilians. The Joint Awami Action Committee said this on a social media platform while sharing the ground footage. The group said Pakistani forces set civilians' motorcycles ablaze in the Makri region of Muzaffarabad district in the occupied territory. These latest incidents came amid escalating brutality by Pakistani forces. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended in a negative zone today, snapping a 4-day gaining streak. The Sensex shed 210 points, or nearly 0.3%, to close at 78,429. And that is the end of this news bulletin.